Welcome to the Songs of the People, Oyate Ta Oloan. My name is Milt Lee. In the late 90s, my wife Jamie and I had the good fortune to travel to the scattered lands that make up Indian country on the North American continent. East to west, north to south, in garages and kitchens and carports, and under the desert skies of Arizona and Mexico, we recorded the music and stories of many of America's First Nations. Since that time, many of the Oyate artists have passed on. To commemorate these special people, we've decided to re-release the series to listeners and community stations around the world. And now, Oyate Ta Oloan, the Songs of the People. Welcome to the Songs of the People, Oyate Ta Oloan.
Beyond the coastal mountains of northwestern California, two great rivers intersect on their way to the sea. The Trinity, the Klamath, and a dozen smaller rivers nourish the land and all its creatures. Producer Milt Lee and his wife, Jamie, travel a snowy road along the swollen Klamath River into Oregon to meet with the Yurok singer, Grant Pilgrim, and his wife, Aggie.
Aggie Pilgrim is a gracious hostess. She sends a carload of friends and families 7 miles down a dark, winding road outside of Grants Pass, Oregon, to meet us. They wave, take off, and lead us to a woodsy drive where strings of shining Christmas lights line the fences and driveway. Inside the house, salmon is frying and a feast is being prepared. We had been told by many in this Northern California Indian country to expect suspicion, even hostility, a people unwilling to share the music with outsiders. We did not expect Aggie and Grant Pilgrim.
It's just so marvelous that you called and came like this. It's awesome. This has been awesome because we've been wanting him to be taped, and he says, no, I never can do it. My voice isn't going to be that strong. So when it popped out of my mouth to say yesterday, it struck me I've done something goofy here. But he didn't. He just went right along with it. So I just really thank the Great Spirit for strengthening him to do this.
Aggie is a Siletz Indian woman from Oregon with long gray braids and a broad smile. She is married to Grant Pilgrim, a Yurok singer who has been very ill with cancer. She invites us to eat and thank the Creator for this bounty. We are fingers deep into fresh fried salmon and mashed potatoes before we even realize the house belongs to Grant and Aggie's daughter. There are so many people still coming in that their faces become a blur. Grant Pilgrim sits across the table from me, a small, lean man. He says very little, but his eyes are bright with curiosity and humor. Later, he explains that Aggie speaks for him.
Well, that's what I can't talk.
He can't talk. He's going to make me do it.
I can't talk. Okay. I want her to. Okay. That's what I always talk to her about. Just a lot of times I'd sing and drum there while she'll talk about that right behind me while I'm singing, and I'll be singing quiet there. Then after she's through, sing it loud.
After the meal has been consumed and the table's cleared, we all gather around Grant and Aggie in the comfortable living room. I have to scramble to set up my equipment because Grant has already seized the drum and is singing. Aggie hovers very close to Grant and begins in a formal way.
The songs that you hear him singing are the Yurok songs that have been sung along the beautiful Klamath River in California. He's sung these songs since he was a young man. He's a traditional Indian. The upbeat that you hear in the drum beat is done like that because it's used in the Indian card games to build up enthusiasm for your side of the players. You have drummers that sit on the other side. When you lose, they sing their songs. But these songs got this upbeat because it's smiling songs to bring out the happiness and the joy inside of you to build up your enthusiasm when you're playing the Indian card games. And we honor these things this way because from the drum. We know it's the Creator's heartbeat when you hear the drum. We honor that. We honor the tree people that was used in the framework of the drum. We honor the spirit of our tree people. The hide that the deer gave up its life to build the drum, made into rawhide. We honor the spirit of the deer for giving up his life. So when we sing, we honor all these things that the drum is made out of. And then when we sing in honor to the ancient ones of this continent, praying that the Creator will bless all our people in all lands, to accept our diversities, put smiles and happiness and love in our hearts for peace and contentment when we sing. Because these are the happy songs, the gambling songs of the Yurok people.
When the song is finished, Aggie eases out of her formal manner and grins at everyone.
How would that sound now?
Was that okay?
Yeah, I liked that. That was good. It worked out nice.
Well, we're kind of used to doing it like that when we start out. You know, we introduce, I introduce him, they introduce us, but then I reintroduce him in Indian way.
I have to smile to myself when Aggie asks, is that okay? I look at these two elders who have done and seen so much, and I know this is how it's supposed to be in Indian country. This talking and eating and gathering and welcoming others. Aggie laughs when she talks about her home territory.
I'm a Rogue River Indian of the Takilma band of this land. I'm registered member in the Confederated Tribes of Sletz, Oregon, which is up on 101 in Oregon. At Newport and inland, about 15 miles.
It's about the middle of the state.
If you ever get there, don't blink your eyes or you'll go clear through the town.
There's 1,000 people.
But we were restored as a tribe in 1977, so we were a no-nation people for 24 years.
Yeah.
And they used to try to tell us that, well, when I was young, that we're going to put a Caucasian on our ID. And I said, not mine, you know. And they forbid us for years to ever go around in buckskins. I'm the only one out of our family that went around buckskins when I was a kid.
All over
the country. And so we were restored in 1977. The president finally put us back as a recognized tribe. And so we got over 2,000 acres up there where we have our tribal hall. And it's a real pretty place. And it's one of the most beautiful powwow grounds around the Northwest, I believe. Yeah, at least in the state of Oregon, because it's always grassy green.
It's easy to imagine a young Aggie wearing buckskins and pushing against the norm. She is a strong, matriarchal woman. Grant, Aggie explains, is from a town on the Klamath, that beautiful, rushing river that we followed 4 hours north in order to get here.
No, he grew up at Stawin.
Stawin.
About 15 miles from the mouth of the river on the Klamath up, you know, a little place called Starwin that was washed out in the 64 flood, lost his home, his mother and all of them lost their home. And but he's born and raised down there in the Klamath. He never left that country until he met me, and then I drug him from pillar to post.
Club
we went to took him to Hawaii, his first airplane ride. Well, we're making a movie over here, and...
The Yurok people are just one of many of the tribes that occupied the river country of Northern California. The Yuroks, the Karuks, the Hoopa people, and others all lived along the many rivers intersecting this area. The fish-filled waters, the forests, and the fertile land gave the people all they needed to survive. They were peaceful tribes, until a gold rush and waves of settlers interrupted their lives and their livelihood. Squeezed onto smaller and smaller portions of land, the disputes eventually spread from tribe to tribe.
Well, I'm tough and you're tough, we'll test you out type of thing when people drank and...
Oh, yeah, and that's my gun.
But we have wonderful friends in Hoopa, Hoopa Indians. We have wonderful friends amongst the Yurok and my tribe, everywhere we go. And I feel like Johnny Appleseed that I go around trying to say peace belongs with me. If I have love for myself, I have to give it back to myself, to my children, to my grandkids. That's how we recycle it and give it back. What everything I have learned, I try to give and teach my granddaughter, you know, to give her, to teach her to bring this and give it back out.
The drum Grant has been playing is rectangular, a rich, deep brown in color with designs adorning it. I've never seen one quite like it.
Well, I don't know.
Well, it's a traditional thing. Most of the drums along the Klamath were square. He has a beautiful round drum made out of seal skin. And it's the only difference with that one is that we have to heat it quite a bit, you know, to get the tone up. He's got two more drums.
Probably square is easier to put together. And then kind of bend something around.
Yeah.
You have to soak something in a long time to bend it, a piece of wood, long enough to
make it round. It was easier to make square ones, you know.
I would say.
A lot easier. And so, you know, it got started that way and it just kept going that way. And so when he would go around, he said, "You're Arkanian, how come you got a round drum?" Because he said, "My wife bought me a round drum." But anyway, most everybody down that way, it's kind of not really squared. It's kind of this shape.
This is not even deer hide.
That's horse.
Jack Norton's the one come out with that square drum.
Yeah.
The meanings of something. And
but it's not true.
Round drum. As a kid, I see we had oval drum like that. Mm-hmm. Never seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah. You know, but they said everybody on the Klamath never believed in having round drum. But when he was little, he had round drums. Mm-hmm. He's got a round drum. He's got one this shape, and then he's got a not little more square, and then he's got one little more oblong. My son-in-law builds drums here and makes beautiful
whatever
drums.
Whatever sounds good, really.
Yeah. It's up to the builder. Like my son-in-law, he really does. Jan, that you met, Brenda's husband that lives here, he's got gobs of rawhide out there, and he makes drums. And he really does a good job. And he dries it, and he won't let anybody take a drum unless it's got the right tone or it's dried enough so that he knows that he's giving it to him when it's at that good finished product.
After Grant has sung several songs, many of the families and friends leave. It was apparent that they had gathered in such large numbers to be a part of this rare evening of listening to Grant Pilgrim. That it may be, in fact, the last time he would perform for them. Grant grows tired.
But this is the most he sang, since way, way last year. July, June, July, August, maybe September.
Grant, what kind of cancer do you have?
He's got multiple myeloma, and it's late stages in the marrow of his bones to where he can't even have bone marrow transplant. And so, for to do this tonight is just kind of awesome. That's how the spirit works. So just. You know, he never gave me any static when I told him that I'd done something. Don't get mad at me when I told him that he would sing. I just trusted that I did the right thing, that the spirit just opened my mouth. And I never asked him, could you?
If he didn't hear me sing the other day, though, I wouldn't have.
Yeah. But it was just,
I just tried myself
lifts
out,
my heart to know that his voice fell out here tonight.
Jeez, I don't know how long.
Came out strong, too.
Yeah.
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 It occurs to me that the upside of what goes around comes around is most apparent in this house. The generous spirit of these people has richly gone out and then come back to them. It is a great teaching.
Whatever I've learned, whatever we have of our songs, a lot of Indians didn't like to be taped, their songs. They didn't want nobody to have them. We're not that way. Whatever we can give out and use, go give around the country, that's fine, because he will live on in those areas and with those people and in those homes. May it bring love and joy and happiness, just like I say, the smiles of the card game songs, you know, the happiness and enthusiasm, the spirit and the will to go on, to carry on these things, you know, and to let them to go out to people all over. I want that. He wants that. And this is the way we went all over the country, talking about our Mother Earth, and the sky is our church, and the grandmother, Mother Earth is our floor. And all in between, we're supposed to be taken care of. And it's got kind of out of balance with the clear-cut logging and cutting down our big trees atop of our mountains and destroying the ecosystems. When you take away the big trees on top of a mountain, they're the ones calls the wind and the rain. And when they're gone, you destroy, clear down to the streams and the swimmers in the water. And telling people that our world is getting out of balance, you know, and we're not paying attention. We are responsible. The legends tell us that they left us two-legged here with that responsibility. You know, they created everything first, and everything in the universe was created before he created the two-leggeds. He said, you're going to be different than the animals here. He said, they will have a brain, but I'm going to give you two-leggeds, a brain, and the power to reason. With that power to reason, then you're to take care of all these other things and see that they stay on this planet. Well, we didn't do it, and we're losing a lot of species, and our food chain is about broken. And if we don't get to looking after our Mother Earth, you know, what's going to happen for the unborn seven generations ahead? Will they see the beauty we even see here today, even though it's been raped like it has? You know, will our children ahead won't even see this, the unborn? You know, what will be here for them? And it's scary, as old as I am, that I go around talking to people like that. You've got to learn to care. You got to learn that you can make a difference, you know. That there is something everybody can do, be it little, be it old. You know, there's always something.
Aggie's devotion to Grant, her family, the land, the Indian people, and the music is everywhere apparent. Throughout the long evening, she says to herself often, the Creator is so good to us.
Sitting here tonight, I was just kind of choked. I couldn't eat at first because I was praying that the Creator would really, really, you know, bless him and keep his throat strong so that we could get some songs from him, because you came at a good time. Like I said, next week it wouldn't have been good. And the week after, when he got his chemo, wouldn't have been good, because his voice just goes down. He just comes home whispering every time. Can hardly talk. So this is meant to be, and I'm really happy. Say too, I am a woman. I'm an Indian woman from a different tribe than my husband. From his tribe, women down there on the Klamath River do not sing with the drum. But being I am not from his tribe, and I am from here, the state of Oregon, the people say it's all right as long as I mention this.
The next day, we drive to the beautiful Coast Highway and return to San Francisco. Aggie and Grant have left a deep impression on us. Their generosity and kindness, a living legacy. I can't help but think, as I stare out across that great Pacific Ocean, that the Creator is so good to us.
You have been listening to the songs of the people, Oyate Ta Aloan. This 52-part Native music series was produced by Milt Lee and written by Jamie Lee, with special permission from each artist to use their songs. Major funding for Songs of the People has been provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. The series was originally released by Public Radio International and Eros, the American Indian Radio on satellite. You can learn more about Oyate, purchase a program, or find out how to offer the series on your community station by visiting www.oyate.com. That is OYATE.com. To learn about other programs produced by the Lees, go to www.manykites.com. That's lots of kites.